All right, the recording has started and I'm opening the Kindle. It's a little slow. Here it comes. 1 Timothy chapter 6, which is on page 379 in the Kindle. How is it in the book?
380.
380 in the paperback book. All right, here we go. I love the first sentence. Teach what you would learn. In order to teach yourself that you are not a person, you must teach others that their personhood is also false. You do this by not believing their personhood yourself. You look beyond their story to the one you know they must be, and that is what you hold in your mind as you listen to them. In that way, you teach yourself what you would learn, and you silently teach it to them also. So just following along with 1 Timothy, remember 1 Timothy talks about the expression of personhood and the expression of freedom. And so if it's asking us to see that they are not the person, then what it's asking us to see is that they are an expression of freedom. And just to see people as that, no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're doing, to continue to focus on the fact that they are an expression of freedom. And as we teach that through remembering it, we also teach it to ourselves. And that can become very, very helpful because, you know, sometimes people get worried that, if I see myself as an expression of freedom, that means I'm free to hate and free to kill and free to... But actually, that's not how it works. There's something in us that's very naturally loving and very naturally joyous and very naturally peaceful. And when we accept that we're the expression of freedom, we're actually accepting the truth about ourselves, which means we're also accepting, by default, the naturally loving, the naturally joyous, the naturally peaceful. So what actually happens, and again, for lack of better words, is that by accepting that I am the expression of freedom, I'm actually focusing on and bringing out my natural goodness. So it doesn't encourage me to be more angry, more hateful. It doesn't encourage me to run out and kill. It encourages me to be the reflection of God, is really what it encourages me to be.
What do you think it means by, and you silently teach it to them also? How's that then?
That's because we are really all one mind. And so whatever you are accepting as true, you could see it as like that's the little vibration you're sending out from your antenna, right? You're sending that out into the world without any words at all. And somewhere it's being picked up on. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is very beautiful. Verses 3-5. The mind with which you think is that which you are. But this mind has been covered with the mask of personhood. Now, what's really interesting about this particular sentence is the word mind and the word think is capitalized. And what that means is we're not talking about the human mind. We're not talking about human thinking. One thing that we all come in touch with at some point is that silence has an absolute intelligence about it. And one way that I've become aware of that is, again, through the fact that my brain is beginning to not work like it used to. And when the brain worked, well, there were always words there. And so I thought of the words as thinking. And in fact, you know, when I was writing NTI or writing the teachings of Inner Ramana, I always heard words. So I thought of words as communication. But what happens now is two things. One, my mind can go completely blank, and yet I still know things. So I know that there's a knowing that has nothing to do with words. And also, now when I contemplate, most of my knowing, realizing, comes to me without any words whatsoever. And I can't write it down anymore, or I can't tell other people what it is, because it doesn't have words. So there is an intelligence that is completely wordless. And that's what this capital T think means. It's referring to that stillness intelligence that communicates perfectly. And it's saying that is what we are, not this human thinking mind. The mind with which you think is that which you are. But this mind has been covered with the mask of personhood. When you think, with a little t, within the belief in the mask, you believe that which isn't true. When your belief is placed with the false, you experience that which is false, and the false continues to be reiterated. This is like a level of activity occurring at the level of falsehood. It is like a false vibration of somethingness within nothingness. It is existence experiencing itself as illusion. So, you know, one message that I received that's not in NTI, but it's very closely related to this, says, what I think, I see. And I see means I perceive. So what I think, I perceive. What I perceive, I experience. What I experience, I think. And the loop just continues. So if I think, if I'm the kind of woman who thinks that, you know, men are all jerks, right? Then I'm going to perceive every little thing that a man does that I could interpret as jerk-like. And then because I just met another male jerk, I'm going to continue to think about what jerks men are, and I'm going to keep having that experience. Where if there's another woman who thinks that men are just very gentle, you know, she's going to perceive the gentleness in all of the men that she meets, right? And she's going to continue to have that experience and that belief. But both of them are only seeing what they believe, right? And so that's what this is saying, is that our thinking proves itself to us, so we continue to think we're right. If I'm prejudiced against a certain race, I believe they're all stupid, or I believe they're all criminals, or whatever. That's what I'm going to see. So what this is telling us is that we need to be aware that our personhood thinking is basically an untrue script. At the end of NTI Acts, we learned that personhood is a script. And what comes into the mind is like the lines for that personality. You know, maybe this personality is a Ku Klux Klan personality, and it's going to hate the Jews and hate the blacks and all of that. But I don't have to believe that personality, even if it's the one that I'm experiencing. I can actually choose to see those thoughts as nothing but a script. I can see that that's a part of this personality script, but I can say, you know what, I'm not the personality. And I can choose to place my mind with my heart, and I can transcend the personality. And I do not have to be a Ku Klux Klan member. So, yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you're going to put a lot of counselors out of work. I learned that came up last week, was that you could go beyond your personal psychology or the history of your psychology. It was possible to even let go of that, which is huge. That's, you know, and what you're saying is, I think, very, very significant. I'm interested to know if I have biases that I'd be willing to let go if I knew that they were there.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if what biases I have.
Yeah, well, I would just say give your willingness to see, and one by one, when you're most ready, they'll appear for you and you'll see them. that's the way that works. Yeah, that's the way that works.
The only ones I'm worried about are the ones that potentially maybe I might be unable to, you know, they may be that buried that, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't even know I have.
Yeah, and again, whatever they are, you know, if you do have some biases that you aren't aware of and they do show up, what happens for a lot of people is they then start to feel guilty, like, oh my God, I do hate, you know, a certain type of person, right? But that's not true. That's just the personality script, and you're not the personality, and that's what this is saying. And so if you see it as that's just the personality script, I'm not the personality, right? I'm beyond the personality. I don't have to believe that. I don't have to act on that. You know, those ideas, they don't touch you then. You know? Yes, go ahead.
If that's the case, then, and we're learning that we're not the personality, it's just a script, then I don't want to bother with the personality. I just want to deal with the real me and whatever, and work here and not even try to find out what this personality is biased against or whatever.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Yeah, yeah. And again, if there's something that you're still believing and you don't know it, at some point you'll see it. And then at that point you can make the choice to let go of believing it. You know, because sometimes we believe things without noticing we're believing them. That's what he's talking about. But then at some point through your willingness to be only your true self, you will see it and you go, oh, I see what I was believing here.
But you understand what I'm saying? That was the personality that had the biases, not the real.
Not the real you. It never did.
So
absolutely.
I don't even want to identify with that
bias
or that personality because that's not who I am. So what I'm saying is I'm not even going to dig around for biases or whatever because I'm beginning to understand that that's the personality and that's not me.
That's
I want
right.
to just look at me and work in bringing me forth and manifest.
Absolutely.
The God within.
Yes, absolutely. Just be yourself. You don't need to be the false self at all.
Right.
Yeah, just be yourself. Abide as who you are. And what's interesting is that we each, you know, until we awaken to our true self, we each have the potential to live out a personality script. And remember, if you think of the world as like a movie, there are all kinds of personality scripts. There are ministers and thieves and cops and robbers and doctors and, you know, sick people. And you know, there's all kinds of scripts that we can play out. And most people believe they are their script. And so they just play that role. And what we're learning is we're not our script. And we don't have to play that role. We can just be ourselves. Let's see, the way it worded here is that what we are is existence. And it says existence is experiencing itself as illusion, you know, when it believes that personality script and acts that out. But we don't have to. And if you talk about, you know, reincarnation, multiple lives, all that is existence, for some reason, taking on a new script. You know, so in one lifetime you could be the robber, and in the next lifetime you get to be the cop. See how false it is? It has nothing to do with who you are, right? You're the existence. You're beyond both that. In fact, we would say existence is beyond good and bad. You know, I always tell people that if you think of Andy Taylor, right? Andy Taylor is a really good character. And if you think of, who was the guy in Silence of the Lambs?
Hannibal.
If you think of Hannibal Lecter, right? He's a really bad character, right? But you know what they both are? Characters. See, so there's really no difference between the bad character and the good character. Neither one of them is true. What we are is beyond both. We're just the existence itself. And that's what we want to realize. That's what Jesus would have called eternal life, when you realize yourself as the existence itself and not the bad character or the good character. So starting with sentence 7. Your purpose is to shift the frequency of your vibration by removing your focus from the mask, which is what you just said. This is to place your twinkle in alignment with its source, which is your truth. So yeah, it's saying instead of focusing on the mask or the personality, focus on your truth. Just do that. It's a very simple way. Verses 6 to 10. Stay focused on your heart, and you remain in alignment with your source. This is to shift your vibration also. As the vibration is shifted, awareness shifts, and that which was strong in awareness becomes weaker. To shift awareness is like changing frequencies, so that which was strong changes. In this way, you shift from a focus on personhood to the love of our truth by quieting the mind and slowing the vibration of the false. So what this is really saying is if I'm constantly focused on and believing my mind and the thoughts in my mind and sitting around all, you know, grumbling about whatever it is this personality grumbles about, that ego voice, as we call it, is very, very, very loud. But if I start shifting my attention to what it's calling my heart, right, and really spend time focusing on that, the ego voice actually begins to grow weaker and the heart awareness grows stronger. And so it's almost like changing the radio dial from one station, from WEGO, to another station, WGOD. And as the needle moves closer and closer to WGOD, WGOD gets louder and louder, and WEGO gets weaker and weaker until you can't hear it at all. And this is one reason for spending quiet time every day in meditation or contemplation or whatever, because when you're spending time doing that, you're really being very focused on the heart. Most of us, if we just go into our day without spending time in meditation or contemplation, we automatically go into the head. You know, we just go there. The head starts talking and we start listening. That's what happens. But if you start your day with, you know, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever you can do of focused meditation or contemplation, whichever suits you, then as you go through the day, you tend to pay attention to the heart a little more. And by the way, it's also good to do that before you go to bed, you know, even if it's a briefer time, because that way your mind is with your heart when you lay down to go to sleep. I've noticed that I will dream about whatever I last paid attention to. And so if I last pay attention to God, my mind is with God. If I last pay attention to a horror flick, my mind is with the horror flick, you know. So it's good to pay attention to God last. Verse 11 to 16. A shift in frequency is a shift in vibration. You are the mind that thinks. And again, the capital M, capital T, so we're beyond the human mind here. You are the mind that thinks. And a shift in vibration is accompanied by a change in the frequency of thought. To assist in this shift, focus your thoughts. Focus on the frequency that is God, WGOD. And one thing that I do notice is that I don't really remember what my mind used to think, but I know it didn't used to think things like, the thoughts now sometimes are very silent, but, you know, like if when I'm watching the Israeli-Gaza, what are they calling it now, operation, they don't use the word war, whatever it is when you shoot missiles at each other and it's not a war. You know, when I watch that now, once upon a time, there would have been judgment thoughts. There would have been the thought that I needed to let go of the judgment. There would have been the thought that I'm bad. There would have been like this mental struggle going on. Now when I look at it, what there is some kind of just a silence and a peace. And there's also the knowledge that that silence and peace is where I'm supposed to be. Now, I don't know what kind of a thought that is, because it's not me thinking, oh, I should be silent and peaceful now. You know what I mean? So it must be this other type of thought, this God type of thought, because it's not a human thought, but it is there. It is an intelligence. It is, you know, it's just a knowing. I would call it a knowing more than a thought. It's a knowing to be silent and peaceful as I watch it, right? And so what happens as we begin to focus on, you know, our heart more or our God awareness more, is that the way thinking happens actually changes. It is no longer the human thinking. It is the God realization, the God knowing that begins to occur. And it's a very different process, and yet it still guides, or it still communicates, right? I don't know how else to say that. Neither word was actually quite perfect, but we don't have other words. Verse 17 to 19. Stay tuned then with God within the mind that is yours. Where you focus, your vibration shall be. Where your vibration is, that shall be your experience. Through a shift in vibration and a change in awareness, the concept of personhood shall be gently laid down. You will not need that which you do not want when the realization of the heart is in focus. Stay focused on the heart. So again, this is saying, instead of fighting to put down the personhood, struggling with the personhood, just shift your attention to the heart. Shift your attention to that which is not the personhood. And as that grows stronger and stronger in your awareness, the personhood grows weaker and weaker, and a natural transition occurs. Grace is with you because grace is the love of your heart. Amen. You know, lots of people, people talk about awakening through grace, which is absolutely true. But lots of people think of grace that's something out there that needs to strike them like lightning. And your chances of getting struck by that grace lightning are very, very rare. This is saying grace already lives in your heart. It's already there. You don't need to be struck by lightning. Just bring your attention to the grace and stay with the grace. And then you will experience that grace which is already present with you. So that is the end of 1 Timothy. And I don't want to start 2 Timothy tonight because it's a very different topic. And I think it would be great if we spent a week on this assignment of focusing on our heart, of bringing our attention to that. And, if we notice we're back with the personhood again, just shifting our attention back to our heart and just kind of doing that all week long. So let's let that be our assignment, and I'll stop the recording.